are ready to start the recording, because this is also a podcast, as you might know. Gabriel, it's this time of the day to press the button. Okay, thank you. Welcome to Load in Context. Welcome to the live podcast, a lot to talk about. It's our fourth edition. Hello. Today, I already said it, it's about our program for 2026, so for this year. And I'm very happy to welcome you all at Das Lot, our space for transdisciplinary art and artistic research. And today we want to present or give you a little insight in our programming. We are programming in 10 formats. And this year we also want to integrate all of these 10 formats into an ecosystem. And what that means, I try to summarize in some minutes. Because that's already the first big news, maybe, that we try to make the next step and not only curate like the different programs next to each other, like a transdisciplinary fruit salad, but also to more integrate them and open up even more our space to your ideas, to our collaborators' ideas, and try to find new connections. And maybe some of you were already here for another podcast episode. There's always a game. And today the game is called The 2 Minutes of Joy. Because I thought everybody who is here enjoys what they are doing most of the time. I heard like 80% from this corner. I don't know how much percent you would say you would enjoy what you do. But I hope you enjoy to talk about what you do. And everybody who presents something has exactly 2 minutes to do so. I'm here to present the ecosystem. Okay, last episode of this podcast, we talked about the ecosystem as a method or a tool to improve and to widen up our practice of transdisciplinary art. But what is an ecosystem? And I tried in my little presentation, I will try to translate this for you into our context. So what we learned from the biologist we talked with, an ecosystem is characterized by its species and different populations that live inside of it. For us, this means all people who are working here as artists, as the event crew, as us trying to curate and program. This is one thing. Then the conditions. In our case, this would not be the weather forecast or something like that, but the space, the time, the money we have, the formats we have, the technical equipment we have, the expertises that are here in the room, and of course, all the creative brains we have here. But maybe they are also the species. There is already a gray zone. What makes an ecosystem alive? An ecosystem is alive if there is communication and connection between these different parts of the ecosystem. And that's exactly our big question for 2026. What are these connections? And we want to invite you to not fulfill some vision of an ecosystem we want to have, but to ask yourself, how can I be part of it? How can my needs find a place here? And how this ecosystem perhaps also need to change to be inviting and welcoming for me? And how can I work here? Question?
So I was wondering, you said you had 10 different formats, and I'm guessing also these yes. 10 formats are on the wall right now. So are you planning to implement some new infrastructure in the way that you're going to really like integrate and connect these programs and open them to the outside? Like, is there a framework you have in mind how to connect all of this?
What do you mean by infrastructure?
Are you planning an infrastructure for these systems?
I think what we were already thinking of is like a chronology mm-hmm. of them, because now they are just each by their own mm-hmm. at some point in the year or regularly in the year. And we were thinking of, how could they function together if we think about one idea that goes through all of the formats? And that's what we are trying to do now, also by ourselves. Like the artists who run the space try to do a process of a two-year process of taking a topic, which is remembering the future, and go through all the formats and then see what kind of projects evolve if you include all of them. Mm. Yeah.
Thank yeah. You. Thank you.
Another question?
I was thinking, is there a chance that you also implemented on the website that it's kind of more connected?
Maybe. If we have a partner who is really experienced with IT or the digital, then it would be very nice.
Okay.
That's a job offer without money.
Woo! Oh, that's great.
Thank you. I'm presenting to you the Load Labs. The Load Labs is our tryout format. It's really open. It's every Tuesday evening. So we have Tuesday evenings in spring and in fall. Now it starts in February and ends end of April. And all the Tuesdays are free for experimentation. So you can just write me a mail. There's no open call or something like that. And then you have a full evening for yourself where you can show or do something, experiment something with a curious audience. I always say the audience of the Load Labs are people who are interested to become part of your process. So I don't show or I don't give the space to finished works, but only to unfinished works. That's the only thing that you need to have to do a Load Lab. And in the ecosystem, to maybe to link it a little bit, for me, that's a really low threshold entry point. So if you have an idea or you want to collaborate with someone you probably met here, you can say, hey, let's just try it out for one evening. So it's really low maintenance, really easy. You can bring your friends and just try something out. Yeah.
So that means if I have an idea, I come here and I try it, and I would like to develop this idea a little bit more, and I see a possibility to develop this idea inside another format. It would be possible?
Of course.
Tell me more about that.
I think that's exactly what we're trying to experiment with this year. So I think the Load Lab is the easiest way to just be here, also to get to know the room, to get to know the equipment, to try something out, to bring people here. And then you can, if you succeed with this idea or not succeeding, if you're very good failing with your idea, then you can go further and think, oh, okay, now maybe there's the next open call for Mosaic or for the residency. And then you can come with your idea to the next person in our team and say, hey, this would be a nice development of my Load Lab. But you could also do another Load Lab if you're not satisfied or if you think, no, I need to try it once again. So that already happened also with ideas.
All right, so Technoload. Technoload is our format where club culture meets visual art. It's happening every first Saturday of the month. Someday also on a Friday. So once a month, Holders Load is transforming into a nightlife experience / rave. It doesn't need to be techno. We also did a lot of drum and bass, electro, different electro sounds. So we are also thinking about renaming it Electroload, maybe. We are collaborating with emerging collectives from the scene. So it can be a really new collective or can be a collective that is already established. And we are really happy to collaborate in this format by designing the evening together. And 26th, this format will become even more a testing ground for our project of visual art and making all these different media technologies talk to each other. So we want to create Technoload also more a performative space where suddenly something happens during the night, where sound, light, and video are talking with each other. Maybe you want to join me and tell a little bit on how media environment is changing, or if you have questions to Technoload, please ask.
I really like the idea of changing the name from Technoload to Electroload. Yeah. That it feels more open to experimental pieces.
Yeah.
So it's going to be open for really experimental audiovisual art pieces, or, you know, not limited to techno or just the music. I mean, very experimental.
Yeah, definitely. I think doing these formats in the last 4 years, we came to realize that this whole nightlife scene, subcultural scene, is really yearning for a different immersive experience. So I think the standard techno raves setup is declining a little bit, and people are looking for new experiences where they also maybe rave during the day, have different encounters. So it's much more than just about dancing. It's a form of protest. It's a form of discovering new ways of expression. And also what is really important to us, a safer space for marginalized voices and communities. So I think these communities are really happy if they could encounter more immersive, strange, unusual setups of nightlife experience.
I mean, that was the second question, actually, but you already answered it. Yeah, are you planning to convert it in more immersive space, not just one screen projection, but maybe three or even four, or, you know, and there's also the sound, surround sound, more immersive, more like more complicated, but more sophisticated at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. So we started with the audios. Now we have 360 audio, and we have also here the floor. It can be opened in the middle for these boiler room setups where we have the DJs in the middle. And now we want to create this with video and lights also. So the whole space becomes one breathing organism during the night. And we already had this with some collectors having fashion show up there and then audience down here and curtain up, curtain closed, so to really transform the whole space into one breathing something.
Perfect. Nice.
It's a short question. Short. Because I got to know some artists from Estonia, and I just wanted to ask how to apply for Electroload, or how what the artists have to do.
It's an important question. So for the first half of the year, we are, except for one slot now reopening in March again. We are fully booked for the first half of the year, but we almost every slot is open for the second half of the year. So if you are, where is Instagram? There. If you are a techno collective, if you are a DJ, if you are a VJ also, we are always looking also for VJs, and you have plans to host an event or a rave event, contact us. Just write us an email to booking@load.wien. And then you can get in touch or come by, and we can see how we can figure in an addition together.
That's it.
So, LOT in Context, our format for art mediation, critical think, and shared reflection. Basically, I would say is a format where we give context to these 10 formats, but is also open to give context for another events of this ecosystem. For example, last year I was producing a Bhutto festival here, and we opened this format to talk about Bhutto. What is Bhutto and why Bhutto is important in this moment? We had here some dancers that was coming from around the world, and then we had a talk with them, and also a specialist from anthropology and art and anthropology to talk with us. The format is open to receive proposals, and also the format, the format physically talking. For example, today I wanted to create a little bit, to give a little bit of the atmosphere of our light, of our concerts. here. So the light that was running here is basically the entrance light of our concerts. So this is how I'm thinking to cross the light experiments and the light and formats and visuals from another format inside the Latin context, but can be completely different also each format, each edition. Last edition we had a table here and we felt that we were just talking between us in the table. In this format we wanted to open to have this turning chair here, but we are also inside open lot, that there is a concept that we don't have chairs through the month. The responsible person will talk about that, but no chairs, no tables, and that's why we are seated in this format here. We needed to improvise the setup. So this is already a meeting between two formats and thinking how this ecosystem can transform and cross the different formats. Amazing. Lot in concert.
Okay, I'm not good with time restraints, but we will try. So Lot in Concert is / Live at Lot. It's our music format, obviously. But we try to be not restricted on any like genre. It can be pretty anything and everything. But we try to, of course, give emerging voices that feel important to us more room, because I think we don't want to be like a typical concert space and don't want to support stuff that doesn't fit to us. And in the ecosystem, basically, I see it like as a fountain where everyone can kind of take a drink and participate, because I would say concerts are the most participative formats that we have, because you can just be there. But it can also be present in all the other 9 formats. So a concert is just maybe the starting point, but it can be anything. And yeah, how can you participate is the third question. I would say you can just write me and then come to a concert and just feel how the space feels and how the sound feels here. Yeah, that's it.
Could you tell us a little bit about this year, like 26, what is happening?
But you know it.
No, just
who
a little
are
bit.
You? yeah, so the first half of the year is already booked and we are totally full. We'll build 22 concerts, different, I would say at least 15 different genres, from like electroacoustic music, very ambient music, to very electronic and punk music. Everything is there. And then the second half is pretty open. There's some slots filled already. And the second half, I want to focus a little bit more on how we can really like intertwine it and intertwine it with the ecosystem. Yeah.
I just want to know what's the difference between Electroload and the loading concert.
So it's pretty clear. It's Technoload or Electroload. I heard this name for the first time today. Is merely DJ format, while the other one is a concert format. That's the difference. So it's live music, and the other one is really like DJ lines the whole night. Sometimes we try to, I also have my own series where we try to intertwine these formats. It's called Generation Noir Club Night, where we have like concerts before and then there's DJ sets. But mostly loading concert, as the name says, it's concerts, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
So how do you choose who is playing in the concert?
Well, the music has to be good. No, that's very subjective, of course, but it has to fit the space, of course. Like there's room for a lot of stuff, but not everything, I would say. Like, for example, I just recently got an offer for a 10-piece jazz orchestra from Brazil. Would be super interesting, but they also want to play on the stage. And our stage is pretty small, so of course that wouldn't fit. Also, there's of course political reasons also, if something fits or not.
So you basically collect interest, or you do like an open call? Or?
I don't do any open calls, because we get a lot of requests, and we also don't want to overdo it with concerts, because there's a lot of concert spaces. We try to be like around five times a month.
How much does it cost a concert?
There's No, this is very variable because we are an open space, of course, but you can rent a space, which most of the people don't, but you could. And it's also reasonable, in my opinion, compared to other spaces. But what we do most is shared deals, where you can get 60% of the income is your money or the artist's money, and the other part is our money to pay the tech stuff, for example. Yeah.
So I was just wondering, you mentioned one jazz orchestra from Brazil. I was wondering what kind of genres do, or maybe in the last year, what kind of genres were here, what kind of artists?
You can look at our homepage what we booked or what I booked. It's very different, like from really jazz stuff to techno to post-punk to even metal grunge stuff. So I would say it's very open, yeah. There's at least, I would say, if you look at the concerts, we had around 35 concerts, and it's at least 35 genres, I would say. Yeah, so because it's very open. We are not, like, saying, I would even say maybe there is room for Schlager here. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Experimental Schlager. Who knows?
Classical music.
We had very little, but we are obviously open to very experimental classical music, of course, too.
Ah, yeah. So it has to be experimental.
Not necessarily, but I think that Vienna is a lot of room for Mozart rip-offs, so yeah. We don't need that.
Okay, thank you.
Because we were talking about music, and I think we could now proceed and take the next format, but we have a really nice festival crew here, or part of a festival crew, who are doing very interesting stuff with classical music. So would you be up to present now?
Oh, thank you guys. We are coming from Takt Kulturverein, and this year we made our first multidisciplinary concert here in Lod, and we are very happy for that. We had 4 days of festival, and our main idea is to connect the classical and contemporary jazz music, the focus is in the music, to connect it with other types of art. So we're connecting it with storytelling, with contemporary dance, with theater, with fashion. So a lot of different things where we are keeping the music as the Ausgangspunkt, let's say it like that. And to our main idea is that one art is strengthening the other, and we are connecting it in one evening full of experience. This year we had a combination also with, we worked with workshops and we had an open discussion where we opened the floor to talk exactly about this, so the multidisciplinarity in the cultural scene, especially in Vienna here. And our performances were, we had the music theater the first day, then we had the deconstructed fashion show with the live electronic music. Then we had contemporary classic as well with dance. We had storytelling and visuals, so a lot of different things. And what is coming this year is the artistic director gonna say.
So I just also wanted to add that something that is very important for us at Takt is that the work we do is relevant in the contemporary context, so that it makes sense with the times that are happening right now. And so we also decided to have a topic each year for our festival. So the 2025 edition's topic, that name was Tangled, and it was all about connection and multidisciplinarity being a sort of a metaphor for connection between people, for empathy, for our connection with our environment, with the planet and ecology, with our heritage, and also with the present conditions that we're living in now. And these were also, these topics also went through the workshops. How can we learn from one another? The workshops were also very diverse in the participants and also in what the topics of the workshops were. And they were actually based on how can we learn from one another? What can we teach each other? How can we communicate better? And how can we basically, in the end goal, build a better world through that? The open discussion as well was also, so it was a multidisciplinarity as a metaphor, but also there was a question posed, what is the worth of art in the social context, in the society? How can we influence? How can we help? How can we express the things that are basically happening today. How can we make society a little bit better? So these are also the things that we want to continue with for next year. Both Anna and I come from music. So originally, a long time ago, we were both classical musicians. We have changed, both of us, quite a lot. And also the things that interest us changed quite a lot. And so what I also believe that for 2026, music is always going to stay a very big part of what we do and a very big part of our expression. But it probably won't be the starting point for everything anymore. So we will very probably be having a starting point in dance, a starting point in performance, a starting point in spilling coffee, also possible. But what is important for us is that all of the events have this multidisciplinary component very strong. So it's not that one art is serving another, but that they are in constant communication and creating something new. Yeah. And we also really like the multidisciplinarity and the fact that we have workshops and we have an open discussion where we want to talk about things that are important today. Thank you.
Questions? Do you guys already have a theme for this year? And what is your like curatorial process of how do you find people to participate and how do you decide what is kind of the structure of the festival?
So, may I?
Yeah, okay.
So as the artistic director, I actually retain a lot of freedom in deciding what the festival is going to be and what the program is going to be. I have that luck and also but the passion for discovering a lot of the things that are happening at the Viennese scene right now and also a little bit on the international scene. In the music context, in the performative context, I'm also very interested in bringing people that I know from different disciplines together and seeing if they can create something that's interesting. And about the topic, I have to say, and maybe I'm not sure if my CEO is going to be very happy about this, but I'm someone who is very driven by something that motivates me and drives me in the moment. And I do have to say that the political situation currently in the world is something that is making me have sleepless nights right now. And I feel that as artists and an important part of society, we do have to use our platforms to speak about what's happening right now. So I am seeing quite a lot of talks or performances about peace, about war, about empathy, about understanding, and stuff like this. So this is the direction we will go in.
CEO agrees. So yes, apply with stuff like that. For
preach. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Summer residency. I represent the summer residency. Maybe it's a bit self-explanatory. In July and August, our event crew is doing a break, so we don't have regular events or concerts here, but we don't want to leave the space on its own, but to use this time and give it to some artists in residence who can then embrace the full space. So we are doing an open call. The next one for 2026 will be out next week. And then you can apply. We say it's a residency for transdisciplinary groups or duos or artists without a space. So it's also possible, we had this last year for the first time, two artists in residence from the Netherlands who slept here also, because we have a bed now and we have a shower. So yeah, you can really transform the whole space into your atelier, into your space where you work, where you rehearse, and yeah. The only thing is it needs to be some kind of transdisciplinary art, and we always ask the artists in residence to do a little showing and to open up their practice at some point in their process here. Yeah, and we are very open also to discuss then what they need, what kind of equipment they want to use, and also what kind of expertise maybe they wish for to be present. So to have someone from our team or from the bigger team with a specific expertise or artistic background to do outside eye or, yeah, to do feedback sessions.
So we are very open for that. So if you know someone or you want to work in this space yourself, you can apply.
So, for instance, in the context of the ecosystem you were talking about.
Thank you.
So we just presented our festival and how we work and stuff like this. So, for instance, would it make sense in this idea of ecosystem for our festival to apply for this artistic residency in the sense of creating something that will later in October be performed at the festival? Is that something that would make sense? Or are you taking only one? Are you focusing more on the international artists or...
No, I think till last year we really focused on the local artists because we were not sure also about this staying here thing and we don't have money for accommodation, for external accommodation. So it would absolutely make sense to apply with something. Yeah.
Hello. This space is very new to me, so very interesting to hear all these concepts. And I think in every concept we had now presented, there was some idea of it being connected to some kind of political activism or expression at least. And you said that an ecosystem needs to be in some way coherent, right, to work together. And I just wanted to ask if you see this as an like explicit political struggle or rather just a space where, like, I mean, artistic expression kind of implies being in some way political. And if you see this as a rather side effect, or if you see this as something where, because none of the concepts are explicitly like a debate or something like that, so I just was curious how you see the Lord as a political space, basically.
I would say it's a bit of how you define the political. And I would say for me personally, as a team member of creating this space, I would say my goal is that how we produce it inside of this, how we work together here, in which mindset and in which worldview, which is like a worldview where like non-violence, like inclusion, tolerance, respect, like solidarity, that these values are underneath what we are doing. So it's not so much about debate, debating, maybe also, we could also debate about political questions, and it also will happen in some formats. But for me, it's more important, like, the way we are living and working here as a political statement.
Yeah, I didn't expect there to be, like, a big debate with a result, of course, but once you introduce that concept of being in some way political, for example, when we say there's a concert and somebody doesn't get to play because it's the wrong political direction. At that point, especially in a political climate where it gets more controversial, right? I think it's good to have a direction. I was just was curious if there's some way you find this direction together, or is it more of an implicit direction that is just there the people that are there?
I think it's both. I think it's it comes from the people who are here and who are working together. Then also it comes from our awareness work we're doing here. So we have an awareness concept and everyone who is here accept or is willing to accept this concept and live and communicate by it. So, yeah.
So I just wanted to ask, is it for one artist or one group of artists, like for one group for the whole summer, or is it like more periods or... like mornings and afternoons?
It depends on the applications, really. Okay. So we see who is applying and we ask the applicants to write also how much time they would need. So last year we had two groups, like a duo and a group, because the group said for us it would be nice if we have 1 week or 10 days and the others were here the whole month.
Okay.
So it's debatable.
So depending on the applications, you're not saying we're taking like... No. Five residencies.
No.
Thank you.
So, hello everyone. We are not Media Lab. We are focusing on the new media art and digital art, the art intersection of art, science, and technology. We are based in Vienna, a non-profit organization, and we will co-create the territories this year with Das Lot, which was a really the super approach, and we're really excited about it. So the territories is it's one of the components of in the ecosystem, and the first two was the ludic territories, and the second one's the artificial territories. Maybe I'm confusing the. And this year we will focus on future territories, which is in line with the slots 2026 main theme, and we will exhibit. We will showcase around 15 artists. In the context of art, technology, and science, and so we see the future territories is not like just like a geographical territories, but also digital, ecological, social, political. So our approach will be based on based on these territories, let's say, and to. Like give some idea about like what kind of arts or what kind of components we will have. Again, this is a transmedial exhibition, so we will again focus on the multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary art, mainly the digital art, let's say, and the other focus will be the research projects, which is also very in line with the exhibition itself.
Perfect. I think the very important thing that in this kind of exhibitions that in new media, because the media art is very difficult, and it has still a lot of noises inside. You know, some people, artists, are thinking that the beautiful visuals are the important thing, or but the context behind it, the foundation is very important. So that's why we are focusing on mostly research-based media. Research-based media art and different kind of implantations and proper implantation and finishing of the exhibition or space, exactly. So when the audience enters and they really forget about the outside world or get in very proper experience. It is hard to create. I think it's the very important approach to do for the media art experience interactions. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mimi. I'm here representing Studio Golf Club. We're also an interdisciplinary arts and culture association here in Favoriten, and we are collaborating with Das Lot on the future territories with an ÖAD project. The ÖAD is like a funding thing from the Austrian government that works together with schools and cultural institutions, bringing together students and artistic spaces and trying to make projects with these students. So we'll be making a project called Future Guides. So the idea is to bring a class of 14 to 16 year olds into Das Lot during the process of making the exhibition, and they will interview the artists, they will interview the curators, and they will create a guide in whatever way they want. So we're working with audio and visual material, and they will kind of become the teachers. So we're doing a bit of a switched classroom situation where they're not in only the species of someone being educated, but they become the species of educator and try to create a format of communicating knowledge about the exhibition that also works for their age group and for their friends and for their family, so also working with like multilingualism, for example.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I mean, while we are programming all our formats, I mean, since 3 years we are thinking about stuff and we are writing texts for doing applications and we are taking pictures and we try out a lot of stuff. And we always, when we do a new application, we need to put this into one application thingy you send to the government, whatever. No, it's fine, thank you. And so... This we put a lot of inside of this. There are a lot of thoughts, there are a lot of Erkenntnisse, experience we had, and we thought it would be nice to also share all of our Erkenntnisse we have now with more people than only people reading our application. So in the end of this year, we would like to publish, or maybe in the end of next year, we would like to publish one thing what includes a lot of knowledge about each format, but also about how to connect all of these formats with each other, and also about this whole ecosystem thing and how to put it into words, also into visuals, also into photos. And we are really excited about this because, like, we spend a lot of time to apply and do all this organizational stuff, and then in the end we sit down together and we see, it's also a thing to see what we already have done and to wertschätzen all the formats we have. So that's Load in Publication.
Is it possible to become part of your publication, for example, if you're an external person doing like a Load Lab or a music group or an interdisciplinary group doing like the residencies, and they realize, oh, we also work with text, we would like to kind of have this published in whatever comes out of your project?
For sure, yeah, it will be possible. Also, we ask people during the processes here at Load, by example from Mosaic, I will tell something about it later, but to always collect Notizen, to collect maybe text, Nachrichten, Sprachnachrichten, whatever, it will show up during the process and then it can be part of the publication, but we can also make some guest thingies inside of this. That's a really nice idea. Yeah, also from the students, from the Schüler.
Yeah, would for be sure, nice. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Not so much a question, just to, because they needed to leave a little bit earlier. We also had here two professors at from CU University. So Load in Publication is also our try to connect more to science and to universities and to work together with their students. So we are currently figuring out how their students and their departments can gain credits by helping us to research and so to make more or transport, communicate more a little bit what artistic research really means to us.
I'm just interested, is that like a magazine that it comes out every year and it's printed version, or is it also like for download, like a PDF, or what's the idea?
I mean, in the best way case, it would be both. We also need money to like print it and everything, but online, it will be online for sure, so you can download it as a PDF, and then we will also try to printed.
Nice.
So Open Load is actually happening right now, right here in this space. This is, as Will already mentioned, the reason why we don't have chairs and tables today. So Open Load is our most radical format. It's 4 weeks, so 1 month a year, fully open space, 24/7. So we try to get rid of every predetermined structures, so everything that is already making it clear how to use a space, for example, tables and chairs, because then somebody sits there and puts his laptop and checks emails, which is nice, but also maybe not so interesting in the terms of artistic research and really finding out what a transdisciplinary space actually means, because it's a big word. We are all using it. Sometimes we have problems spelling it. And Open Load is the tool to find out what happens if different people from different disciplines are at the same time in the same space sharing the same material. So it's also a communal experiment, of course. And it's really not so easy to communicate, because many times when we say it, that it's like this, people say, well, this can't be true. 1 month of open space without any fee, application, money, anything involved. And then people always ask, what's the hatch? So, wo ist der Haken? And that really is also a bit sad, because it makes clear to us, okay, we are living in this capitalistic society where everybody expects to need to pay something in order it's worth something, so it needs a bit more time to develop and to explain it. But the contribution that you give to Open Load actually is your time or your presence, because then something can happen. If more people are in the space and being open to see, okay, I don't know what happens next, the experiment can start. So we had a kickoff brunch on Wednesday. We had our potluck dinner yesterday, and we will continue open load now.
Hello, thank you for this. My name is Emma, and I am a member of Collective Klaus. We are Collective Klaus. And where to start? So, with for the projects coming up in for this year, we're also taking inspiration from this whole vision of an ecosystem and seeing how we integrate it with how we create work together. We are 8 women, and we rehearse here in Das Lot. That's where we train. And as I say, we are 8 women, and we are always trying to keep it fluid so that everyone has a chance to be the director, to have the artistic vision, so everyone is fulfilled with what they believe should be put out in the space. We create work here, and we take it outside into the city, bringing... It comes from a personal place. What do we think we need in our lives? What do we think how we can better society? What we see around, what's happening on a personal and societal level. And we focus on that together, and then we say, okay, and we take it out to the city. And we will continue to do that this year. And for this year, we are working as our structure's changing a little bit. We've also had to be a bit fluid, and we're making shortcuts, which we will take out from the space, create here and take it out in the space, and work with, hopefully participate again as we did before with art walks, and collaborate in further approaches, how we can be more, share and work on visions together with the Lot crew, etc.
Yeah, maybe one new thing that we want to start is the collaboration with Lot Lab. So we have some ideas that we want to share during the Lot Lab. You talked about the artwork. And we also have an idea for Lot in Context. I don't know now exactly how far we went. We need to ask one of our other collective colleagues. But we have this nice idea of inviting, of talking with Valley Export, because we had a project where we worked with her. Well, it was an inspiration of her work, and because we saw that we're working in public space and there were a lot of things going on that reminded us of her. And so we had a project that was related to her work, and we would like to go on with that. Questions.
I heard, I don't know if it's already ready to talk, but that you also want to open your trainings a little bit more, or to in this lab to create some kind of artistic escape rooms, or I don't know, these are really like brand fresh ideas, but maybe you could elaborate a little bit on that.
I mean, one thing is that we usually hear on Fridays, now our structure changed a bit, it won't be every Friday anymore, but we would like to open again our training, so we're training improvisation, and we would like to have guests, and it will be on Fridays from 9:30 till 11, more or less, the open training, and then we go on with our rehearsals. And the other thing is the Lot Lab, of course, which will be open to everybody to participate and try out things with us. And it's linked to movement improvisation, but not just that. It can be theater, music, whatever.
I can imagine also it being a quite playful, interactive, a bit, as you mentioned, escape rooms where, okay, and now people, guess what? Now put that down and do this with us right now. Here we go. So we like doing that kind of thing, yeah.
I just recognized between the time that you were talking that you are already crossing some of our formats, and you were present in the art walk last year, and I would like to ask, and now Open Lot Lab, no? I was thinking, if you see your work crossing other formats like Technolot, Lotting Concert, if you have this in mind too, how could you cross these formats with your work?
Well, Electrolot, I don't know yet, but we will think about it. But this year is actually the first year that we have the intention of being present during Open Lot, because of course it's also, yeah, we should be rehearsing here anyway, and we're very curious to see how that can be possible, to still work on our project but being surrounded by, well, being together with other artists. Because when we work in public space, it's always happening that people, you know, go through what we're doing and talk to us. And so how is it if it happens even in the rehearsal space? And yeah, we're curious what new ideas or new ways of working we can maybe discover.
I also say there could be many possibilities of real cool collaborations for like the concert or the techno Eaglelot, you know, immersive installation, which is active, open. That would be great, yeah. A real inside of a stage, rather than the staged format, it being okay, now everybody's in this world, and let's see where it goes. That could be very cool, yeah.
Yeah, the Mosaic is our open feedback format where you can apply with work what is not finished. So on with unfinished work and works in process. And it's open to everyone, for artists, but also for researchers and for creative people. And the thing is that, because normally, like when you're doing art, there are a lot of secrets around it. Like, how do you produce? How are you? Can you be creative? And how do you come to this final art work piece thing? And we want to open this process and to make really transparent how we work. And it's really nice because we always take 2 to 4 people sharing their processes. And it can be, by example, me as a journalist, I can share how I work, how I come to a finished podcast or to a finished text. And then others also share their work and how they, where they feel stuck or what they do when they feel stuck. And so we can learn from each other. And Mosaic always has one Überthema. And the last two editions were about the fear of beginning and then the fear of ending. So this was the topic. And in the end, like all of the whole group was going into an exchange about this question. And for the people who join Mosaic, we develop really individual feedback methods. So it's not about saying this is nice, this is bad, but it's really specific. And we really want to help to, begleiten people in their process with their work. And I think for the ecosystem, it's the part, like when you already have an idea, maybe you did a load lab and you tried something out, you have an idea, you have a question, and then you can apply for Mosaic. We always do an open call and come with a question about the project or just share your process and get some nice feedback.
So what is the difference between Lot Lab and the Mosaic? Yeah. And how you differentiate it?
Yeah, Mosaic is, for me, it's a longer process because the point where you apply for Mosaic until Mosaic will happen, we go a lot in exchange with the artists, and like all of the process between the open call and Mosaic is already the process of working on the artwork and everything. So Lot Lab is more like you can join more spontaneous somehow, you can try something out really radical, I would say, and Mosaic is more like begleitend, and like the all of the process between Open Call and Mosaic is already part of Mosaic. Okay.
Yeah. And I would also say Lot Lab is, you are like you have the full responsibility for your evening.
And Mosaic is a shared experience between different artists on the same day. And we create like the program and the moderation for it. So, yeah.
This is maybe a more general question, but I've noticed also now with Mosaic and with Lot Lab and summer residencies and Open Lot even, that I feel like there is affinity in Lot to things that are raw, that are unfinished, that are unpolished. So I was just wondering about this, like is this one of the general values of Lot, to like giving space to something that is imperfect or just somewhere in the beginning or in the becoming? Like, I was just wondering about this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had one Mosaic edition where we thought about like, when is something finished? So when is it finished? When I put it into the wall, is it then finished? When people say something about my piece, is it then finished? So it's also a question about when is something finished. But then also, yeah, it's a lot about giving space to a process, and also to, if you don't feel really selbstbewusst and really, wow, this is my piece and I want to present it, but you're still in struggle with your own work, you have questions to your own work and you are self-critic and things like this, then the space really tries to give some space with the formats. Yeah, that's our goal.
Yeah, I just find it interesting because for me, also as an artist and as a performer, this stage is the most sensitive one and I feel the most vulnerable in this stage. So I just find it very nice that you are actually giving, I'm hoping, I've still never attended, but I'm hoping and I can suppose that it's a very safe, comfortable space of actually saying, okay, we can be vulnerable and it's okay that it's not finished. And yeah,
for sure, that's it. And we already have some experience how to create this room, because this is like, I was talking about Lot in Publication, like the last years we learned a lot how to create the space and how to be with people and how much time it needs to create the space and everything. But yeah, that's nice that it's looking like this from outside.
Okay, so the art walk, or as you can see there on the poster, it's also considered a little bit as an art walk triple. And the art walk is actually one of our first or oldest formats where we try to go out into public space, because we not only stay inside this Lot, we also have this core value, like Nika, I think you put it really nice, of process and vulnerability. And also another thing is a part of our core identity is to send out and receive. So the artwork is really a format where we go out into public space, where we do interviews together with Inselmilieu, and we do research, and then we transform this research into a three-dimensional experience together with Klaus Collective and other performative artists or fine art artists. And we have done three artworks so far. They are all in Favoriten and somehow closing a big circle of what we have called in the beginning Feldforschung Favoriten, one at Reumannplatz, one here in the Brotfabrik, discovering uncovered history, especially during Nazi regime, what happened here, etc. And one up there, Böhmischer Prater, discovering this whole exploitation work of the former workers there. And with our collaborators of Artificial Museum, we are now doing this really exciting process to transform them into more accessible, more lasting experiences in the digital or augmented realm. So we implement them back in public space for so-called eternity, as we used to say, so people can experience the artworks on their phone every time, anytime they want. And yeah, we are in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, sure. So the Artificial Museum, it exists since 5 years and it's an artist-run space. And we don't have a space like Lot, so that we're really happy that we're part of this ecosystem. We conquer the public space with augmented reality because it's really a submersive medium. So artists from all trades can actually implement something on the Artificial Museum. And what happened last year with Lot is that we expanded the Artificial Museum with all his framework and all the complexity what we have been building the last half decade. We implemented an artwork for Lot. So Lot is now part of this ecosystem from the Artificial Museum, which is mostly digital, and it's also a political statement. It's like it's against this institutionalizing no access. So we try to use this medium as a critical medium that we have the possibility to make such things happen, that the load and everything what happened in public space, which is ephemeral, becomes a permanent monument in the public space, so it's accessible for everyone, even if you're not there. So, and that's the concept with the art walks, so AR walks.
Yeah, and just to give a little bit of a timeline, so we have finished already the first one last year, Artwork Fabriken. We will
with
do a
Klaus
little,
Kollektiv.
With Klaus Kollektiv also, yeah. And then we will do a relaunch when Tichy is opening, you know, the famous ice cream saloon. And we will do the artworks again. And then in spring, we will do the Böhmischer Prater artwork. And then in autumn, we will do a Brotfabrik artwork, which is also, we don't have enough time to now go add another poster there, but we also have a huge festival coming up in this year in autumn called Favorite Fall. And in Favorite Fall, we play, we curate all over Favoriten, and all the three artworks will be finished by then for the audience to experience this district by doing the artworks and hopefully a lot of other exciting performances in public space in Brotfabrik, at Golf Club, and other initiatives and collectives in Favoriten.
And I want to add something shortly for the Load Lab. So for those who are interested in learning how to make augmented reality monuments in public space, we have also the Artificial Lab, which is an online editor, and we presented that also in the lab, a Load Lab, Lab. So we can do it again. If there's an interest, just come after the open load and we can talk about it if you like.
Or we can do it inside open load.
Or we can do it inside open load. Yeah, that can we also do. Yeah. We just have to fix some bugs and implement now new features. So on the 26th of January, we will publish it. So then we can do it.
All right. Questions?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, since now, you told us that there are free artworks in Favoriten because it's like close to the slot. But are there any plans to do more artworks and virtual artworks in the future?
Yeah, we're really curious about this. So we have some ideas in the back of our minds which are not ready to be spoken out too loud. But we are here in private, so... No, of course, they are depending on funding, but we had definitely we want to move out of Favoriten now and want to go out to other, like not central spaces in Vienna, but also spaces on the outskirts of Vienna who we feel there is a need to uncover ignored voices, suppressed history, something where we need to dig and bring to the surface. So we are thinking about Otto Wagner Areal because it's now transforming into an artistic environment and a lot of new layers are being painted over the past history, but also a lot of things that they shouldn't forgotten. This is one idea, and another idea would be also clashing a bit the frame now, but maybe we can just drop it as a term for inspirational talks afterwards when we now go to the buffet. We are also thinking of extending the artwork, so the project in public space that we are doing, so the thing that we send out, and do it into some kind of new opera, which is just a sculpture now. It's a word where we can fill in. But the idea we have with all these 10 formats in a chronology and putting one research topic, remembering the future, through all these formats in 2 years, at the end there might evolve something called like a new opera, because opera is a really nice, fantastic transdisciplinary format, but of course in a new way thought. So yeah, if you have ideas about this new opera and you are as excited as we are about this crazy idea, we can talk later about it. Would be really nice.
And everyone can already do the artwork Favoriten with their own smartphone. You can start in Tichy now and do like the whole tour until the load.
Okay, thank you so much to everybody. I mean, we had these nice cards in the beginning.
of asking you what you are actually doing and why are you here. So if someone who was not speaking till now, I'm looking into this direction or into this direction, would like to share something, I would give the last spot to them, but you are not forced to. Don't feel forced, just if you want to. Hello, who are you?
Hello, test, test. My name's David, that's Hel. We are part of the literature magazine Process In. You talked earlier about your format Mosaic. I think you can imagine us as a literature magazine discussing the unfinished, the process, and the coming to be. In this case, it's about literature, obviously. So we publish the process with the finished work. So currently, we are working on our sixth issue. We just finished the open call. It's called Fragments. So yeah, that's basically what we do. Any questions?
So thank you very much for coming. It's really exciting that you are here because, as Nika said, it's a lot about process. So I'm just curious, how do you, because printing an issue or a magazine is somehow a fixed thing, no? It's like black letters on white paper, so it's somehow fixed. How do you manage to capture a process, and how do you put a process as a process onto paper, if you want to tell?
Yes, thank you very much. So incorporating the process in the issue, now the sixth issue, it's always something that we ask ourselves, how can we do it? How can we manage? And there are different approaches. Obviously, you can print. We had one issue where we added the process on a poster, so you can actually unfold it. Our last issue was focusing on the topic miniatures, so we made a risodruck, and you could also like a new, similar to a newspaper, unfold the literature magazine and put it on the wall, and so we try to make it as accessible as possible, the process, by including it into the prints, layering it. So you could actually see the layers of the process, or when people like change stuff, they cross it out. So you can. So we published the an earlier version with all the crossed out letters and sentences, and then the finished finished poem, very small and delicate, and you could actually see the whole text that's still. Yeah, somewhere inside. I hope that it's quite early, as I just said earlier. So, yeah.
Then thank you so much to everybody to come by, to present your work, to be here. And yeah, I would close the official part now. We will stop the recording, so now everything you say will only stay at Das Lot. Thank you.